You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. We just heard about the real cost of a bottle of cheap wine. Now to a very different bottle of wine, an important bottle that has been in reporter Reese Ehrlich's family since he can remember. Ehrlich went on a journey to get to the bottom of the bottle and uncork the mystery of his family's wine.
My mom and dad kept their wine in the shower. Not the shower they showered in. It was an old lime green tiled shower they had converted into a wine cellar. Sort of. Anyway, for years they had kept a 2/5 of a gallon Sebastiani Barbera wine in the shower. It was so old, vintners don't even make that size bottle anymore. I had no idea what the wine was or how much it might be worth. It wasn't listed on the internet, and wine collectors had never heard of it. So I decided to dig deeper into the history of my mystery magnum. I started here at the Sebastiani Winery in the city of Sonoma. Winemaker Mark Lyon says 50 years ago, his winery didn't use small oak barrels. They aged Barbera in huge redwood vats, which are considered museum pieces today because they are never used.
In these 4,000-gallon tanks is how they were storing their finer reds over a couple of years to help them soften and mellow out their reds. Back then, that was the style of aging Barbera.
And that explains mystery number one, why there's no vintage year on my magnum. In those days, Sebastiani and most other California vintners blended their wines to taste the same each year, just like hard liquor. So they aged the wine in huge vats and blended different vintages. Lyon describes Barbera, which originally came from northern Italy, as a full-bodied wine, kind of like Zinfandel.
I think it has some plummy, a little bit of anise spiciness to the aroma. Really nice blackberry and raspberry tones.
I wouldn't know. I never drank any. Even more to the point, nobody currently working at Sebastiani had ever heard of my particular magnum of Barbera. So, on to mystery number two. Who made this stuff? I tracked down Sam Sebastiani, now 73 years old, who is grandson of the company founder. He no longer works for Sebastiani, but we met at the winery so he could taste my Barbera. He says the Mystery Magnum was a special bottling for a Sacramento restaurant done in the mid-1960s. Sebastiani says the restaurant promised to buy 100 cases of Magnums over 2 years.
My recollection is that we did 125 cases. And I think in reality they bought 7 or 8 total. So we ended up with the rest of them, and we put them on the market because we couldn't drink quite that much ourselves.
Mystery number two solved. I couldn't find the wine listed anywhere because it was a limited special bottling.
So it was unique, and we'll see how unique the wine is when we open it.
So now what we in public radio call the antique roadshow moment.
Right.
What's your best guess as to what this might be worth?
Well, it's somewhere between $500 and $1,000.
Wow, I'm supposed to say. Now on to mystery number three. Why had almost a third of the wine disappeared from the bottle? Turns out, when a wine is stored for many decades, the cork can dry out and small amounts of wine drip out over time. Oxygen accumulates in the bottleneck. Narcy David says that's very bad for the wine. I dragged the man famed as a restaurateur and wine aficionado here to the tasting room to offer a dispassionate assessment of my Barbera.
I know that this wine has a lot of emotional value to you, but there's so much airspace in there. I don't expect this to be an exciting wine. There is certainly a chance that it'll still be a good drinkable wine.
So now for the moment of truth. Mark Lyon uses a knife to cut the old metal foil at the top of the bottle.
Like performing surgery. We have some extra wine glasses.
Now we each say a little prayer to the god Bacchus, right? Whoa, got beautiful color.
Yeah,
look at that.
Sam Sebastiani takes the first sip and offers advice to Narcy David.
He's going to be surprised how good it is.
Amazing. Amazing.
Mark, your opinion?
Yeah, I'm surprised how well it tastes.
I was half expecting vinegar or something. Well, thank you all, gentlemen. This is really a very pleasant surprise. If we had a wine, antiques wine show, this would be the moment.
It just went back up to $1,000 a bottle.
The wine was surprisingly good, as my family learned when I brought the rest of the bottle home. I learned a lot from my wine journey. The Barbera grape maintains a niche appeal among American wine enthusiasts. Sebastiani sells it at the winery tasting room. Sam Sebastiani plans to bottle some Barbera under his La Chartosa brand. As for me, I found a new appreciation for a full-bodied, plummy wine with hints of blackberries. But all things considered, I'd rather have the $1,000. For Cross Currents, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Sonoma.